Yeah, NBA Australia, how you going? That's right, man, it's NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, March 14. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA. Who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball? Just out here repping Australia, mate, talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. And today, we're repping all the NBA games from last night, all 11 of them. Man, there was some fun stuff that went on. Plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And of course, as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in just to see how every Australian's going, mate. Just checking in. We've also got our new segment, Outback Takehouse. Want some shrimp with your takes? And it's Wednesday, so we add to our Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame and have a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. And we're talking about Andrew Gaze's NBA debut. Love it. We'll also preview all the games for tonight and finish up with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. It's awesome. So much. Let's do it. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right. Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Are you better? Because it is the daily whip around, as we do every day here on NBA Australia. We whip around the league just to see what's going on. Quick news update, no Kawhi. We called it. We called it on Monday. It's like, yeah, nah, he's not going to be back. On Thursday, they're just going to like maybe go, fuck it. We'll push another game, see how he goes. As Shams reported yesterday, he'll be out through Thursday's game against the Pelicans. Brutal. We'll talk about the Spurs later as well. Oh, Jesus. Steph Curry is going to be out till March 20 and then be reevaluated. So in about a week's time, we'll be like, hey, is the nerd Steph Curry going to be all right? I don't know. And Woj reported yesterday, Avery Bradley is likely done for the season as well after some surgery on his adductor and rectus abdominis muscles. Rectus abdominis sounds like an awesome, like Roman emperor. I am rectus abdominis. It's like, yeah, fucking stab that dickhead. Nice one. All right, let's get to the games from last night.
Tuesday night, bro.
It's pretty massive. 11 games. We had Tankapalooza teams. They went 1-5. And that one was only because the Mavs played the Knicks and someone had to win. All right, let's do it. Pacers at Sixers. Ah, this is currently a playoff matchup. 3-6. This would be fun as hell. I mean, the uniform matchups kind of suck, but I mean, the matchups. Pretty good. Yeah, Joel Embiid versus Miles Turner last night. Turner has 25-6. Embiid goes ham. 29 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Pretty good. Whereas Simo and Victor, they were okay. Well, Victor wasn't. 11 points on 21 shots. Sneakily has had a very rough second half of the year. Has Victor Oladipo not shooting great. Not getting the line as much. It's pretty weird. Pace is lifted up by 19 from Thad Young, while Bojan Bogdanovic had a pretty shit game too. But Simo was the story of this one. His 7th triple-double of the year ties Magic Johnson for the second most ever for a rookie. We'll talk about this a little bit later in a couple of other segments. Oh, yeah, you know we will. Wolves, they beat the Wiz in Washington. The Wolves needed that. The Wiz doing their usual thing. Win over the Pelicans, they get thumped by the fucking Heat and Wolves. Classic Wizards. 37-10 for Big Cat on 17 shots. He was a fucker boost in this one. 17 for Bielitsa, 16 for Wigo, 19 for Beal on the Wiz side. How's Sadoransky though? In form is Sadoransky, yes, hello. 15-8-7. Not bloody bad. 27-4 for Keith Morris, sure. Wolves stick hard in 6 in the West, and the Wiz, they are a half game and a half behind Cleveland in 5th now. That's not great there, Wiz. Not great at all. Don't know what you're doing, you jokers. They are now only 2 wins up on Philly as well. So that means they're 1 game up overall. Brutal. Anyway, moving on. Nets beat the Raps. No, they didn't. The Raps beat the Nets. Got that backwards. 116-102. Didn't go to this. Just ended up doing too much bloody work, mate. So, mate, you know, I missed like the first quarter where D'Angelo Russell went fucking bonkers and had 24 points in a quarter. Not even in the quarter. It was in 8 minutes. Unbelievable. He hit 7 threes. The thing is, classic D'Angelo scored 8 the rest of the way, mate. 24 in the first 8 minutes. You're going to go for a 50-piece there, D'Lo. What are you doing? Anyway, the rest of the Nets were shithouse. My name is Jonas Valanciunas at 26 and 14. Jesus, 15 for DeMar DeRozan, kid. And 11-11 for Big Booty, Kyle Lowry. The Toronto Raptors now have the best net rating in the NBA, going past the Houston Rockets. So net rating, they're plus 8.8. The Rockets are 8.7. The Warriors, 8.1. Jesus, Raptors, not bloody bad. Thunder beat the Hawks. Tough Thunder back-to-back. And they were lucky to get away with this one as well. They were up like fucking 20. The Thunder basically went, we're good. The Hawks went, oh, yeah, nah, get fucked. And came roaring back. And they actually tied it up. So that's how you actually say those words. And then the Thunder went, oh, wait. We're much better than Atlanta, even though it's on a back-to-back. So the thing was for the Thunder, no Steven Adams, out with a hip injury for this one, and lost Paul George. He left early with a groin injury. He says he's okay. He had 12 in his minutes, but I don't know. There you go. Even without Steven Adams and Paul George, Thunder beat the Hawks because of Rusty. I'll tell you, we'll talk about Rusty a little bit later. Just suffice to say, 100 triple-doubles is pretty good. 21 for Melo, 20 for Jeremy Grant off the bench. German Rondo, Dennis Rondo, 18 points on 16 shots. Classic German Rondo, 10-9 for That's a Tall Cocktail. John Collins, 25 for Taurean the Red Bull Prince. He led the Hawks. But Rusty, 32-12-12, hunting that last triple-double as well. Amazing. We'll talk about him in a second. Mavs beat the Knicks in the Mecca. Tankapalooza, baby! I love a Tankapalooza matchup. Harrison Barnes, man, he's like, oh, guys, is it cool if I score 30? Everybody's like, sure, whatever you want to do, Harrison Barnes. Dennis Smith Jr., 17-3-3-2. Not bloody bad. This might have been the last time Dirk ever plays in MSG. He had 13. Hard to watch the old Lion go down like this, isn't it? Still got the win. He also got to watch the King of New York, Michael Bees. Super cool Bees. Score 21 points and grab 4 rebounds. What do you say there, Bees? What do you reckon? Ah, there's Michael Beasley, just over there. On your Bees. Good job, mate. Good job. Clippers beat the Bulls in Chicago. Bulls clearly in tank mode. Clips still fighting for a spot in the West playoffs. Pretty good, man. The Clips hanging out in 7th just by virtue of playing less games than everybody. It's a good strategy, really, once you think about it. Clips led by DeAndre Jordan. 29 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists. Unbelievable, DeAndre. 26 for Lou Williams. For the Bulls, fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. He had 19-9. And Chris Dunn, teeth and all, had 18 points and 6 assists. Good tanking, Bulls. Good tanking. Hornets, they lose to the Pelicans. This was a close one as well. This was a fucking arm wrestle throughout the fourth. Thing is, Pelicans win because of that freight train, Anthony Davis. 31 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, rolls over the top of the Hornets at the end. Frenchy Batum, oh, I have woken up, this is on. I have made everyone realize I can still play basketball. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Fuck, Dwight Howard had 22-11. Kemba had 22-7. But how about 25-9 for Jrue Holiday and 17 assists for Rondo? Fucking hell, man. Oh, Jesus. Hey, here's an idea. MVP, take Anthony Davis off the Pelicans. And are they the worst team in the NBA? They've got to be, right? I don't know. James Harden, take him off the Rockets. And I still think they're pretty okay. Weird. Just saying. Spurs beat the Magic. Oh, they kicked the shit out of him. 36-point win. 108-72. Spurs on a back-to-back. This was going to be dangerous, but then they realized they were playing the Magic. And they went, oh, yeah, the Magic are fucking horrible at basketball. Jonathan Simmons, though, tried to kill his old team, which was hilarious because he failed dismally. He goes 3 of 13. Ends up with 10 points. The best part is the Magic had a total of 2 dudes make double figures. And those double figures were 10. How bad are the Magic? 72 points against the Spurs bad. That's how bad. LaMarcus Aldridge had 24-7. They just smashed them. They're up by 26 at the half. 36 quickly in the third. And this was a laugher. Spurs needed it as well. Because as we'll detail later,
The rest of the way is pretty tough, I'll tell you.
Jazz, they beat the Pistons. Oh, the Jingler leads the way. They've now won 7 straight, have the Jazz. Oh, and by the way, the fucking Raptors, with that win over the Nets, they're now at 9 straight too. How good are these streaks? This is great. We've got the Blazers hanging out in 10 straight. You got the Jazz on 7 straight. They've won like 19 in the last 21. Awesome. Anyway, Jazz kicked the crap out of him. Blake, hit shithouse. 13-2-2. Luke Kennard, he leads the Pistons. 18 points. 8 of 13 from the field. Only 1 of 5 from 3, though. So he basically hit all of his 2-pointers and missed all but one of his 3s. But it's Rudy Gobert, Adams, and Stafford Tower. 22-12. Donovan fucking Mitchell. Only 13 points, but also added 9 rebounds. And the Jingler. We'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch later. But suffice to say, the Aussie Goat smashed it. Cavs beat the Suns 129-107. Cavs needed this settler bad after a worse weekend in LA than OJ. LeBron, just a lazy-ass triple-double. His 14th of the year, 28 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, and a great moment that we're going to talk about in a second. 22 for Korver, 23 for Jordan Clarkson, 17 for Devin Booker there over on the Suns. 19, though, for their rookie, Josh Jackson. 6 of 15 shooting. Look, he's going to be okay. TJ Warren with those fake-ass TJ Warren points at 19. Also had a 10 rebounds, though. Good on you, Teej. And then the final game of the night. Oh, I love this. Nuggets lose to the Lakers 112-103. Nugs, why are you losing, you nerds? Lakers kill the Nugs in the last quarter. Huge run to win the end game. They outscored them by 14 points in the fourth. That was an absolute fucking joke, man. The Nugs, they're led by Wilson Chandler, 26 points. Millsap, absolute fucking afterthought here. It's like, oh, but he's an all-star. We're paying him $30 million a year. Yeah, for 5 points and 5 fucking rebounds, apparently. Joker, 15 points on only 8 shots. I feel like Joker should shoot more than 8 times against the Lakers. Just saying. 18 for Jam and Jamal. 14 on 17 shots for the Datsman. Gary Harris, 26 and 13 each for Julius and Kuz. Not bad. 23 off the bench for Isaiah Thomas. Everyone's like, he's turning back at Isaiah Thomas, man. He shot 7 of 19. That's fucking horrible. 4 of 9 from 3 is pretty good, but Jesus. Lonzo had a shit game. We'll talk about that in a second. But, well, shit shooting game. The rest of it was okay. Nugs now slipped to 10th. Lakers, 8 and 2 in their last 10. So, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Yes, it is, Russell Westbrook. 100 triple-doubles in your career is fucking insane, mate. Unbelievable. Without Stephen Adams or Paul George in this game, easily could have dropped a random back-to-back horrible game away. They fly against Atlanta. But no, Rusty mashed it. And look, he has 32 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. Yes, he was hunting rebounds at the death. But come on, man. 21st triple-double of the year. 100 for his career. It's bad ass. And you know what? Look, I know triple doubles are now bad thanks to those fucking eggheads all saying, oh, triple doubles don't mean anything. Yeah, you know what also doesn't mean anything? Fucking anything, you dickheads. This is fun. This is cool. You know what's fucking cool? A triple double. Because you know what? It's fucking hard. Look, if they weren't hard, everybody would get them. They're fucking hard. Therefore, they're cool. Oscar Robertson, Magic Johnson and Jason Kidd are the only other players in NBA history with 100 triple-doubles. And if these fucking eggheads are like, nah, triple-doubles don't mean shit, it's like, well, why doesn't, like, fucking John Stockton have 100? Why doesn't fucking, like, all these other fucking legends have more than that? Because they're fucking hard. So fuck off. That's a performance of the night. Good job, Rusty. Get those triple-doubles, son. If he averages a triple-double for the season as well, it's going to be awesome. He's 0.3 rebounds a game away. We broke down the numbers the other day. We'll break them down again at Friday. We're going to do a weekly back-to-back. We're going to bookend it just to check on their old rusty double, the old rusty triple-double check-in. It's going to be awesome. And then final extra performance of the night, LeBron gave his armband to a kid holding up a sign that said, you are more than an athlete. Gave him a thumbs up. That was awesome. On you, LeBron. All right, time for Old Mate No Mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Yeah, who's got no mates today? Well, this could be either Victor Oladipo or Bojan Bogdanovic. Victor goes 4 of 21 and Bojan goes 1 of 11. Oh, gross, but that was in a win. So, look, they've still got mates. It's all good. It's like, oh, you had a bad game, but we still came away with the win, boys. Good on yous. But Old mate, no mates today. It's got to be Derek Rose. Oh, shit. 11 minutes. How'd you go, Derek? Oh, yeah, not good, mate. 0 of 2 from the floor. 0 of 1 from 3. Finishes with 0 points. But, oh, Jimmy, surely he helped out in other ways then. Yeah, nah, mate. Just stood there like a fucking spud. Had one rebound, one assist in 11 minutes. Derek Rose. Sorry to say it, but you're shit. Old mate, no mates. All right, Tankapalooza update. What do you reckon? How are we doing? Oh, mate. It's a bit fun, so let's do it. Tankapalooza. Here we go. Still at the top, we've got Memphis at 18 and 49. We've got Phoenix, 19 and 50, right there. Tied for third, we've got Atlanta and Orlando and 20 and 48. Oh, Jesus. There you go. Good job, East. Sacramento and Brooklyn are tied at 21 and 47 for, what's that, fifth? And then you have Dallas at 22 and 46, and they're backed up by Chicago at 23 and 44, and the Knicks closing hard with 24 and 44. So there you go, the gnarly nine. Pretty brutal, not great. Tankapalooza though, fun as hell. All right, let's do better than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. You know who it was? It was his teammate last night, Kuzma, the 27th pick in last year's draft, his fellow rookie, Lonzo. They both go up against Denver. Kuz throws down an almighty 26 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and absolutely fucking crushed it. Even tweaked his ankle, came back like a fucking superstar. 10 of 20 from the field, 5 of 11 from 3. Holy shit. That is more threes than Lonzo has hit in his last 3 games combined. And Lonzo has taken, it's like something like 22 threes in that time as well. Jesus Christ, what are you doing? So Lonzo last night, look, as mentioned earlier, didn't have a great shooting game. He goes 2 of 11 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. Ends up with only 5 points, but has 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And they win the game. So look. Can't shit talk too much, can you? I mean, I want to, but I'm not going to. 4 turnovers as well, but man, crushing it. That was great, man. That was fun as hell to watch the Lakers. It's just good to see them have a good young team, isn't it? I guess. I mean, it's certainly something. All right, let's do it, shall we? So let's go through to, it's going to be a fun one. Let's get to our Mark Brecky, sweaty white guy of the week. Oh, it's a doofy ass monster himself, Sean Bradley, the Big Mormon. Across his 15 seasons with Philly, New Jersey, and Dallas, the 7'6" Mormon monster. He slung sweat to every corner of the NBA universe while averaging, get this, 8 points and 6.3 rebounds for his career. He played 15 seasons and averaged 8 and 6. Jesus. How can you never average 10 rebounds in a game in a season when you're 7'40 billion? What the fuck is that about? I mean, yeah, he blocks some shots, but at the same time, just put your fucking hands up and get the rebound, Sean. Ah, Jesus. Anyway, the number 2 pick, what was that, back in 1994? Fuck, I can't remember. Still, not great. Sean Bradley, come on, mate. You were a very, very sweaty white guy, I'll tell you that much. The best part is, he never, like, he basically would get super sweaty and look like a very sad puppy. As soon as he played, like, 24 minutes. So, that's why he averaged 23.5 minutes for his career. Not bloody bad. So, he was the 1993 draft, second pick overall for Philly. Very, very, very sweaty. Sad wet puppy. There you go. On your Sean Bradley. Welcome to the Mark Brecky Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Brews. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, it's Yeah Nah. Y'all ready? Let's do it. It's Yeah Nah. We take 3 NBA Street lines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And the Spurs, number 1, they're fucked. Yeah Nah. Yeah, I think they kind of are. They're sitting in 9th at the moment. Behind the Clippers and the Jazz, thanks to the tie breaks as well. This is brutal. Thing is, their upcoming schedule, Oh, it's a murderous fucking row. They've got literally one easy game. Let's go through it, shall we? They're at home for the Pelicans, then the Wolves, then Golden State, then Washington, and then Utah. That's six home games, but they play six playoff teams. Then they travel to Milwaukee and then to Washington. Home for OKC, home for Houston, at the Clippers, at the Lakers. Definitely not a gimme either of those now. Then back home for Portland, then finally get a gimme against Sacramento. And then their last game is still at the Pelicans. Holy shit, that's like an absolutely brutal final 14 games of the season. I don't think the Spurs are going to make the playoffs, dudes. Just saying. Jesus. All right, number two, JR makes sense coming off the bench for the Cavs. Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, Ty Lue said he looked good. I think it's a good idea. Get off the bench, get hot, run a mark, sit the fuck back down. But JR has always said that he doesn't want to do it because it's too hard for him to get in the flow of the game. I say suck it up and be a fucking man. Come on, JR. Or you'll be out of the fucking NBA once this contract's up. I mean, that might happen anyway, but Jesus Christ, mate. Make it work. Make it work. Number three, Lakers Nuggets is one of the better rivalries in the NBA right now. Yeah, nah, yeah. Fuck oath it is. I mean, the mean mugging, another almost fight last night. It's great. Jamal and Lonzo hate each other. Jokic is going to fight everybody. It's awesome. Even better if the like Lakers cost the Nuggets a playoff spot with that win last night. I mean, last night, Isaiah Thomas threw the ball at Jamal Murray as time wound down. Isaiah Thomas wasn't even on the team last time they got into it. Come on. He's coming late going, oh, wait. We hate this guy? All right. Fuck you, Jamal Murray. And the Lakers fans were chanting, Murray sucks. This is great. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, and then the final bonus, yeah, nah, for today. The Nuggets are fucked. Maybe. It's very close. I'm thinking that San Antonio miss and maybe Denver because, I don't know, Denver are now, like, basically two losses back behind the Clips. The Jazz are fucking hotter than hell. And, I don't know, the Nuggets just are a bit fucking all over the shop. All right, let's get to Look At Me, the unpopular opinion of the day. I mean, the Lakers or someone has to pay Julius Randle next year, right? Dude is fucking killing it. Last night, 26-13, he's finally realized that he's like, oh, wait, so if I play really well, I get paid a lot of money? Everyone's like, yes, Julius, we've been telling you this for years. Jesus, he's like, oh, okay. Julius, he's a bad MF-er, and you should pay bad MF-ers. It's just how it goes. I love it, Julius Randle. Hey, extra one, the Jazz. What? The most dangerous low seed in the entire NBA this playoffs? Fuck yeah, you know it. All right, y'all ready for Outback Takehouse? You want some shrimp with your takes? Come to Outback Takehouse. Get extra shrimp. Do you want shrimp? More shrimp on your takes. It's Outback Takehouse. The Warriors getting fucked up for Steph's 30th birthday and dancing and boozing and living it up. It shows they're not taking this season seriously and will really regret it when Houston beat their ass in the Western Conference Finals. Oh, it's a pretty good take. Pretty good take. Did you see Steve Kerr dancing? That was funny. Yeah, that was good. Did you see Klay Thompson almost hurting himself? Yeah, that's pretty good. Did you see Houston do that? No, because Houston's sitting at home going, we're going to beat you, motherfuckers. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. Let's do it. It's NBA Straya. It is Australian Player Watch. What do you reckon? First up, we've got Ben Simmons. We whip around all of the NBA players. So Ben Simmons last night, his seventh triple-double of the year, ties Magic Johnson for the second most ever for a rookie behind Oscar Robertson. You can see the graphic we put up on the old NBA Straya Facebook yesterday, showing how many Oscar had. Hint, it was a bajillion. So that's seven for him, for Big Simo. He has 10 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Not bloody bad. The thing is, Sixers couldn't get over the hump against Indiana, and that might be the team they play in the playoffs. Oh, rough one. Embiid went bananas, though, so that's pretty good. Anyway, moving on. Patty Mills, win over the Magic. Patty had a pretty good game, finally. 13 points on 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. That lifts his numbers to 12 of 38 over his last 7 games. That's a little bit better. Come on, Patty. Lift your game, mate. One rebound, three assists, one steal, but he was a plus 28 for the game. I mean, that's also because Magic, they basically rolled out like five Weekend at Bernie's corpses in like Jonathan Simmons jerseys. And yeah, they're not good. Joe Ingles win over Detroit. The Jingler! He was also the focus of NBA Australia Never Forget yesterday when he had his 18-point game last season, which was his third highest to date scoring game of his career. And then he's fucking smashed that this year. Jingler, having a great year. So last night over Detroit, 17 points, goes 6 of 10 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. Best part is, adds 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal, plus 19 for the game. Unreal, man. 17-7-7. And you know what? Jingles remains the NBA's best three-point shooter, leading the entire bloody league, mate. Klay Thompson's too busy dancing to be sinking threes as often and more efficiently than our mate Jinglin' Joe Ingles. So Jingler, he is currently at 45.1% from three. Klay, 44.2. Jingler might have this sewn up, mate. Might even. What do you reckon? All right, Dele. Ah, Dele and the Bucks did not play. Same for Thon, the thong song. No dice. Bucks are good game tonight, though. Bangers Baines, they play tonight, the old Celtics against the Wiz. See how he goes against Marcin Gortat, the Polish Hammer. Andrew Bogut, no team yet, sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter, as we'll get to later in Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yes, but he might be back this fucking week. Come on, Dante. I love it. I want to see Dante and Donovan Exum. Donovan Exum. Combine them, you have the best fucking NBA player ever. Dante Exum and Donovan fucking Mitchell. That'd be an awesome backcourt. Let's see it. Come on, Dante. In the final part, the Australian player watch, Kyrie. Yes, he is going to be sitting out this game tonight for the Wiz, for the Celtics against the Wiz. So, feel like he'll be okay. Just needs a little bit of rest. And you know what? It's Wednesday. So we're talking about NBA Australian players. How about the Australian Player Watch for great moments in NBA Australia stat history?
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
I love it. It's so good. Great moments in NBA Australia stat history. It's Andrew Gaze. The Australian Larry Bird. The reason why they now call Larry Bird the American Andrew Gaze. Debuts back in 1994 for the Washington Bullets and absolutely crushes it in his 11 minutes. He plays 11 minutes, he has 4 points, goes 1 of 2 from the field. Then also adds, you know what he added? A career high, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The only time he actually got fouled and went to the free throw line in his entire NBA career. This is absolutely unbelievable. 18 minutes, sorry. So, kicked the crap out of Dikembe Mutombo and the Denver Nuggets. Ends up 4 points, 2 boards, 1 dime, 2 swipes. That actually, as mentioned in our NBA Australia Never Forget, that they were so devious that Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf briefly considered changing his name back to Chris Jackson, moving to Missouri to live a life of anonymity out of fear that Gazy would pick him up full court again. Anyway, that's how well-rounded he was. More well-rounded than that sentient spud Jason Dunstall, I'll tell you that much. 4 points, 2 boards, 1 dime, 2 swipes in your NBA debut. Good job, Andrew Bloody Gaze. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board and the game previews right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, we got it. NBA Australia, we're back. Patty Mills, Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board. What has Patty got to say today? I hope it's something, or else it's going to be the shortest defense of all time, I'll tell you that much. Hey, it's a nice little Star Wars reference for you. Nope, nothing from Patty. Didn't even deign a bit of a tweet for the Magic. Usually he's got his Game Day Baller, Game Day, hashtag at whoever they're playing, hashtag Go Spurs Go. Magic didn't even warrant that. Because they're shit. All right, let's get to the game preview, shall we? Game previews. Game previews. And is this inadvertent Bane again?
I wondered who would win this game, the Bucks or the Magic?
Oh, thanks, inadvertent Bane. Bucks at Magic is the first game tonight. There's only 4 games tonight. It's a very nice, quiet Wednesday. Magic on a back-to-back and tanking hard. Bucks need to win this. They're currently, I believe they're in eighth. No, they're in seventh. They're one loss higher than the Miami Heat. So they need to keep winning. So I'd put all your money on the Bucks. Let's do it. Magic just had their asses kicked by San Antonio. Bucks, I think they got this. Wizards, Celtics, no Kyrie Irving, no Marcus Smart kid, no Jaylen Brown. They've all been ruled out. Basically, I might suit up for the Celtics tonight. Wiz, however, on a back-to-back, just might not matter because the Celtics have one starter. One. Fucking Bainesy. Aaron Bangers Baines. Of course, Bainesy can't be hurt by conventional means, so he's never going to miss a game. So, Wizards, Celtics. I don't know. It hurts to say, but I think the Wizard got that. Heat at Kings. This is a weird matchup. Like, have you ever thought of the Miami Heat playing the Sacramento Kings? Like, ever? Have you just gone, hey, that'll be a fun game? Like, ooh. I've literally never thought of these two teams ever playing. Like, ever. That's unreal. Heat at Kings. I think the Heat win that because the Kings tank a palooza, baby. They're tanking hard. And then the final game. Oh, this is a fucking tasty one. I mean, it'd be a tastier one if the Lakers weren't on a back-to-back. But it is Lakers at Warriors. I mean, the Warriors are still recovering from their Steph Curry 30th birthday dance party.
We're having a dance party, guys. We're going to cancel our practice session because we're all so hungover. I had three beers.
I think the Warriors kicked the shit out of the Lakers. Just going to say it. I think they've been criticized after their funny dance party and everyone's talked about them. Lakers just, you know, ran over the Nugs last night. I think they'll run out of gas here and the Warriors win it. And you know what? We're going to run out of gas as well because that is the end of today's show. Oh, good stuff. NBA Australia, we're done for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness, more NBA talk. You know it. You'd love it. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and like us on Facebook. Check out today's Facebook. NBA Australia, never forget. I believe today is Nathan Jawai. Keep an eye out for that one. And don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. Chuck us a nice rating and review as well. And also, can you tell a mate? Go on. More listeners we have, the more fun we have. It's awesome. Tell a mate if they like basketball. Or a dickhead. You listen to NBA Australia? It's fucking sick, bro. It's how some dickhead like yelling about basketball. Yeah, tell them. Come on. Tell a mate. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. Their new single, Stoppin', is an absolute fucking corker. Go request it on Triple J right now. Stop by House Hats. It's awesome. Extra special thanks to Legend Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. If you're an Australian band, if you know mates are in a band, you want to hear their music on the show, let me know. Just hit me up. It's pretty easy. All right, stick around for a special episode of Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we'll catch you tomorrow. NBA Australia, what do? We're saying later, Horizon. All right, welcome to this week's show. I'm Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Because, look, remember, with all these latte-drinking, snowflake, SJW feminists out there with, like, blue hair, they're out there distorting the world and being all sensitive to everything. Someone needs to tell it like it is, mate, like real truths and everything. So that's what I'm doing. I speak the truth, and if you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuff, mate. And look, because I don't have a job at the moment, I've even got more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Supreme total win. Okay, so let's get to it for this week. Okay, so at the Primal Poly, Jeffrey Miller, he says, new improved college library, all problematic books removed, all problematic students expelled, pure, silent, intersectional bliss, no knowledge, no learning, no debate, no growth, utopia achievement unlocked, because heaven is a place where nothing ever happens, and then there's a picture of like an empty library. I'm going to retweet that. Really makes you think. Okay, so the Today Show have sent out this one about Kate Langbrook and the vulnerable and now normal people who are trying to walk their kids to school through this hellhole that is the government's creation, says Kate Langbrook on the current crime climate in Melbourne. Okay, I've got to show my support. Stay strong, AK Langbrook. I agree with you. Police are doing what they can. Our courts and politicians, however, have a lot to answer for. Really makes you think, mate. Okay, so this guy, Dr. Knickerbocker, he says, the pros of being a celeb. Something disgusting happens in your million-dollar suburb. You bring it to attention and presto, changes are made. Unfortunately, no celebs in outer sub-million-dollar suburbs where crime is rampant and the resident shouts go unheard. I better retweet that and say my piece. Agree. Really makes you think, mate. Really makes you think. And then the final one. Oh, it's my favorite author, Jordan B. Peterson. So this guy at Jim Moore 63 says to Jordan, if an employer asks you to take an unconscious bias exam, what recourse does an otherwise good employee have? The exam would not be an option, but it would be nice to not lose a good job. Oh, interesting. So Jordan B. Peterson, he says, it's also nice to sacrifice your dignity, autonomy, and voice to ideological possessed HR puppets. Make your choice and take the consequences. I better retweet that. That's amazing. I've never been so inspired. That's good. Okay, and that is all we've got time for this week. We're out here fighting the good fight. I've been Andrew Bogut, and this has been Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.